Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to House Talk with Mark Wayne Mullen, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740, FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. We're those guys crisscrossing this beautiful state we call Oklahoma in those red and white trucks and vans and the big white pump trucks, of course. But one thing, when our techs show up, whether we're working inside or outside your home or business, shirts will be tucked in, belts will be on, and if they're coming inside, they're going to be wearing their shoe booties. I've got the A-team in here with me this morning so that we can take on whatever may come our way this morning. I've got Justin Buckmaster, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. Justin, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, man. Good morning.
Yeah, it's good to see you. I know it's overcast and it's misting outside, but it's all good.
It's all good, man. 50 degrees.
Yeah, I'll take it. It's a nice welcome change. It's very good.
Yeah.
What do you got to cover today? I know.
Man, I want to talk about the how these Arctic blasts and cold weather patterns affect the pest world. So.
Yes. No, I think that's good stuff because you and I were talking off the air, and you were telling me some of the stuff that's been going on. I know it. You've been busy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So that'll be good. Good stuff to cover. I got Mr. Jason Tessier, Mullen Electrical Manager. This guy runs our electrical company. If we're out doing whole home surge protection, changing out panels to wiring a whole building, it's Jason and his guys out there taking care of all that. How you doing this morning, JJ?
I'm doing great.
I know you're disappointed, as many listeners are as well. You were expecting Mark Wayne this morning, and you got me.
I don't know how you could tell that.
No sugar today. You got sweet and low. And you know how I know is, thank you, ma'am. You know how I know is Jason's not in a hoodie or laxed out like the rest of us. He's in his full regalia today. Yeah. I've been giving him a hard time about it.
Yeah.
He thought Mr. Mullen was going to be here. He's in uniform. I love it. That's good stuff. So what are we talking about today, JJ?
We're going to talk about GFCI outlets and where they should be, where they're probably not.
Okay.
And then how to, you know, check and make sure that they're working safely.
Okay. No, that's good because we also were kind of visiting off the air about your topic, and that's a good one because a lot of folks don't even know what that is.
Exactly.
So this will be good stuff. And I got Mr. Jim Evans with Energy Tech. What's going on, Jim?
Hard work in Texas.
Hard work in Texas. I kind of brace myself. I never know what Jim's going to say.
Yeah, you never know what's coming out of this mouth.
You're always full of surprises, Jim. That's what I love about you, man.
Well, thank you much.
So what are we covering today, brother?
Well, we're going to talk about windows that I've screwed up on in the past.
Okay.
Where we're selling those below cost.
All right.
We're also going to talk about new construction, or if people want to do their own windows, I come out and show them how.
All right. And that's something I love about your company, and I have yet to come across another one that does what you do.
No, nobody.
So that definitely makes you special for sure. All right, so we've got a lot of stuff to cover. I even have like an unexpected throw out for a company that didn't know it was coming, but I've got to give them a compliment. But before we do that, can I jump to Sue? All right, we can do that really quick. Hey, Sue, you're on the air.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You do that better than we do.
This is Sue, of course, and I'm just calling to send some more kudos. I sent a text last week, and I know it got messed up. But yeah. This is to Jim Evans.
Yes.
And Skip LaBasse.
All right. We love it.
I had a recent break-in, and I called those two, and they've got me covered. And I'm just going to tell you, Skip LaBasse has been here.
Yes.
So many times helping me get things straightened out when things aren't going the way I think they're supposed to.
Yeah.
He is amazing. Jim Evans couldn't get what he wanted for me and promised me a door today and came through. So
wow.
I'm getting a new door today.
Well,
so
congratulations,
I just want
you
to know that you guys are amazing. I listen to you every single Saturday, and I love Skip and Jim.
All right.
So I know Jim is sitting there, so just reach over and give him a big old hug for me, okay?
Jason, will you hug Jim for me?
Please don't.
Sue, thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right. You too, Sue. Thank you. That was kind.
Yeah,
it was. It was very kind.
That's awesome.
You know, so most folks are always quick to share when things don't go well. And then when they do go well, you know, that just doesn't get shared near as much. So that right. was very kind of Sue to call in and share.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like she wants everyone to give you like a group hug, Jim.
That's
okay. So I'm thinking maybe we can arrange that because we have a break coming up, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Here in about four and a half minutes, I think, or something. So, yeah, you know. So we'll do a group hug.
Jim, you look so excited.
Can't wait.
Okay, so I want to just give a quick shout-out. Now, I'm hoping I didn't look this up, so I'm hoping I'm getting the name of this company correct, but I believe it's Same Day Tire and Auto. And the reason I'm wanting to give these guys a shout-out is I'm going to give you just a short story, but I get a call yesterday, and my oldest son, of course, he doesn't call me directly. I mean, I'm the dad. I'm the one that's going to have to go deal with this. But he calls his mother to call me. So it goes through the chain of command and finds its way to me. And so she calls me and she said, Tristan is broke down on his way home from Stillwater for the weekend. Yeah. He's busted a tire and it's on the Keystone Bridge.
Right.
And in my mind, wow. I'm thinking, man, there's not even a shoulder right there. Right.
Man.
So we mount up, you know, the cavalry's on the way. We're trying to talk to him, and of course his phone's dying, you know, and so we're having a hard time communicating. Get him pulled into town, get the spare put on, which the spare is a joke. Anybody that's ever had to drive on that thing, you don't want to go very far on this little donut-looking weird wheel that they put in the car as a spare. So my wife, she sees this place, this Same Day Tire and Auto, and she's like, let's park the car in the parking lot and we'll call them and they can fix the tire for us and then we'll come back to Sand Springs and pick it up, you know,
yeah.
which would have been today.
Yeah.
So we pull in there and I walk in and this is 5:57. I'm looking on my phone and I'm looking on their door. Because we're a business, too. I get it. Mm-hmm. They close at 6, of course, right?
Right.
So I'm walking in, and I look at my phone, and I'm like, oh, they're closing in 3 minutes, you know?
Right.
So I walk in there, and I'm like, hey, guys, I know you're closing right now. And they were. They were shutting down. And I'm like, can I park my son's car in your parking lot? He had a blowout. Gave him the story. And I'm like, will you fix it tomorrow? And just I'll leave my information. Call me. We'll come back and get the car and settle out with you guys, and we'll all be good. These guys, and in particular, the guy that stands out to me, his name was Randy. He walks up, kind of gets the lowdown on what's happening, and he says, you know what? Let me check the tire size real quick. He does. Has another guy jump on the computer. He says, we have the tire here. He said, we're going to turn the lights back on, and we're going to open up, and we're going to fix it right now so that you don't have to come back to Sand Springs.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I got to tell you, it impressed the heck out of me for that Same Day Tire and Auto, which I hear they have more places. I didn't know them before last night. But I got to tell you, I was thinking to myself as I was getting taken care of last night, I thought to myself, man, I hope that when – customers deal with us in their emergency situations, which is what was happening to me.
Yeah.
I hope that that's the experience that they have.
Yeah.
Because those guys made me feel very comfortable and took great care of me. It was super impressive. And I thought, boy, that's a standard to live by. Super, super cool guys over there.
That's
so
real cool.
Anyways, they probably didn't know they were going to get mentioned on the radio today. Surprise!
Surprise.
Hey, it's a positive mention, though, right?
Exactly.
Could have gone the other direction. All right, that's my cue, and I love the music today. So we're going to take a quick break. We've got a lot more to cover. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. Listen to House Talk on KRMG.
If it's about home improvements, repairs, and upgrades, our experts have got you covered. Call 918-460-KRMG, 918-460-5764. With your questions now, this is House Talk on News 1023 KRMG.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3. Coming into my favorite song. Thank you so much. I'm being good today, by the way. Have you noticed that? I'm trying to be on my best behavior this morning. Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm Ray Trumbull with Mullen, standing in for MW. Where's he at? I think last time I talked to him, he was sleeping on his couch in his office. Is what I heard. Because there's some kind of, I don't know, something about a government shutting down or something. It doesn't have to do with pipes, electricity, or septic tanks or something. I don't concern myself with it. Right, guys?
Yeah, that's right. It.
By the way, before we get into our topics, just for Sue, did I or did I not get up in the break and hug the ugly mug over here?
And he was grinning.
And he was grinning like a cat that found some tuna, man. He was happy.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, me.
I didn't just hug him. I kind of gave him a frisk. Like, you know.
I had to check to see if I had my wallet when you got there.
I wouldn't survive on the streets of New York. I couldn't find his wallet. I was looking for it.
It's funny he says that because I'm always trying to steal Ray's wallet.
Yeah. He really is. Yeah. He really is. How surprising it'll be when the day he gets it and it realizes there's dust in there.
I stole Ray's wallet, and now I owe him money.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show, folks. I got Justin Buckmaster, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn, Jason Tessier, Mullen Electrical Department. I've got in with Energy Tech. We're covering all sorts of topics this morning. If you'd like to call in this morning, we'd love to hear from you. It's 918-460-5764. That's 918-460-KRMG, or you can text us at 95920. Jim, I want to start with you because Sue sounded pretty happy. You found the door that she was looking for, and it sounds like it's going in today.
Yes, it is, but it's not that easy. She had called because she wanted a sliding patio door. And,
okay.
She wanted it fixed immediately, and she was being told it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks, and she had this busted door. And,
yeah.
I told her to cover it up with plywood or something so that nobody could come in.
Right.
But anyway, I was going to take the one out of my office and take over there and put it in because that's as fast as I could get it. That's about as quick as you can do anything.
Right.
Usually you're looking at 2 to 3 weeks to get them in there and then
to order it and get it here. Yeah.
But anyway, whenever I started to take that one out, I didn't like the way it looked. It had been hurt whenever it went in, evidently.
Okay.
And so anyway, I forgot that. And then I got on the phone. I called Boise, Cascade. They make the Therma-Tru doors here in town.
Okay.
And I told them I need a door and I need it quick. And they got me one in one day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They
all right.
They did a miracle. And anyway, so we're putting that door in today.
Well, it sounds like you did what needed to be done. And it sounds like you've got a happy camper that's getting her problem fixed today. So that's awesome.
Well, if you have a break-in, we're going to move quickly. I don't care if it's a door or a window or what it is. We're going to give you the number one priority and get it done.
No, I think that's great.
And I want to tell people that I do screw up, believe it or not. I know that's hard to believe. But
that is hard to believe.
Yeah. I do. And I've got some windows that I've mismeasured.
Okay.
I've got some doors that I ordered that I shouldn't have. I've got a 9-foot patio door from Therma-Tru, and I've also got a 6-foot patio door from Therma-Tru that I'm selling at cost.
So oh,
if,
wow.
So if it's new construction or something, hey, folks, jump on this.
Now, with the product that you have, Jim, is there a way for us to see it? I mean, are there pictures of it online?
No, but I can take a picture and send it to you. So
okay.
Just give me a buzz and we'll do that. But it's, you know, the price is right. But
okay.
Whenever you have stuff on hand like that in a shop, I don't know about you guys, but we'll drive a forklift through it or something. It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
So you're better off to sell it, get rid of it, and go on.
Yeah.
And bite the bullet. That's what I'm doing.
No, I think you're taking lemons and making lemonade. Nothing wrong with that.
I guarantee it. But I do a lot of windows, do a lot of doors, and I tell people all the time that I will come out and measure your windows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll guarantee the windows to fit. I use the constant force ballast windows. I don't like the string and spring.
Okay.
That's what I call them. But, you know, I think they call them block and tackle, but to me it's string and spring.
Okay.
And then also they've got one that's called a spiral ballast, and I just don't care for it at all. And a lot of times people say, well, I can show you where we've had no problems with this. Well, whenever you get to checking it out, sometimes you find out they have high rises, and once you get past the first floor, they have to screw them shut. Well, you're not going to have problems with that ballast, okay?
Because okay.
You never want to use it. All right.
Very nice. And I love the fact that, you know, like you were saying coming into this, you carry your competitor's product with you. You're not shy about comparing these products on site anytime.
Right.
And you'll even, once you help folks find the product they're looking for, you don't even mind showing them how to put it in themselves. Customer service comes first with you, right?
You betcha. Also, new construction. One more thing I'm going to talk about. People don't realize. Most of the time, you're buying what is called a residence-type window, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've got one company that has what's called light commercial.
Okay.
And that is a more expensive window. But it can handle more airflow pressure. It can handle so many things that you definitely ought to look at the difference and then look at the difference in price. And the only way to do that is compare them.
Right.
Whenever I'm there as a salesperson and I don't have any choices for you to look at, guess what? Whatever I'm showing you is the best thing out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
That's what people do.
Okay? Yeah, sure.
But if you've got something to compare, even if you don't know anything about it,
compare them, tell which one's better.
Right. And you should do that on any product.
No, I love that. It's a great point. And of course, as always, you do free estimates. Have windows, will travel, Jim. If folks want to talk to you about a project they have going on, whether it's a remodel or it's new construction, how do they get a hold of you, brother?
Call me at 918-232-3631.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's Jim Evans with Energy Tech. We're due for another break, I'm thinking. Am I on track? Oh, I've got a little bit of time still? Oh, well, very nice. Oh, they're pointing at the screen. Let's see. Does Mullen offer extended warranties on my Generac you installed in December? I got mailing sounding like Generac offering it, but prefer Mullen. If they do it. JJ, use up that little bit of time. Do we do that?
Of course we do. And I actually know exactly who texted that in. And of course we do. We offer the same generator warranty plan that Generac does, just at a more affordable rate.
Yes.
And offer the same services and guarantees that they have on the mailer. I received the same ones when I bought mine. It's a deal when we register them with Generac. They're going to send you the promotions and send you the mail.
And I think that's good.
Yeah.
And, you know, but as always, anything that we put in, of course, we're going to warrant it. But then we also always include, we're big about maintenance and proactivity.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. Maybe we need to get some information out to our individuals with those generators. Take care of them.
Yep.
I love it. We'll talk more about it. We got GFIs coming up, cold weather effect on pests. Lots more to cover. I'm Ray Trumbull with Mullen. It's House Talk on KRMG. Good morning. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG AM 740 FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. We are covering all sorts of topics this morning. We're having fun, too,
yeah.
I got to say.
Oh, yeah.
This is going so much better than the other day when I forgot my glasses. I had names mixed up. It was a bad day. It only happens to me about once every 3 to 5 years, so I was in shock, honestly.
Right.
I'm just used to things breaking my way, so it's so nice to be back in my bubble, as they call it.
That's right.
By the way, I got this team in here of experts, Mr. Jim Evans with Energy Tech, who is solving problems out in the field, getting Sue her door today. He will help you find your product, but he'll also show you how to install it. There is no one else in his industry that does that. They might give you a smoking deal, but they make you use their crew. Jim doesn't do that. He'll do it for you, or he'll show you how to do it. That's pretty outstanding. I've got Mr. Jason Tessier, Mullen Electrical Manager. He runs our electrical company. When we're out there doing the change-outs, wiring buildings, LED retros, whatever you can think of electrically, Jason's done it, and his crew is very turnkey. We're very proud of that. And we've got Justin Buckmaster, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn, in the house today. Talk about the cold weather and the effects on the pests. And Betty called in. Betty doesn't want to be on the air.
Okay.
She just wanted the question to get hit to you.
Yeah.
Something in the attic is making noise at night. What does she do? All right. She said, how do I get rid of it?
But how do I get rid of it?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, first things first, you know, I would always suggest to start with an inspection. So give us a call.
Sure.
We need to come and take a look. Take a look at entry points. You know, we're going to take a look outside, exterior, inside. Something that with this cold weather, you know, kind of the topic that I want to get into.
Yes.
Yeah. Animals are going to survive.
Yeah. So. It ties right in, really, because they're just looking for food, water, and shelter.
They are.
And
they are.
When we get into the sub-zero temps with the wind chill in effect, they're going to get in wherever they can and get warm.
They do. They got to survive. They got to eat still, you know, and sometimes they got to move just to survive, you know, if it's
sure. If
single-digit weather, you know, it is brutal.
Might be up in your attic running laps.
Yeah, they might be, you know, running
generate
laps.
Generate some heat.
Just to generate some heat. So, you know, you can run into a scenario where it's a permanent homestead, or you know,
yes.
they may just it may be very temporary. So,
okay,
that inspection is going to be huge to determine that, and then also what kind of critter it is. You know,
I was about to say identifying the pest is probably key at this moment, which we have a clue.
Yeah,
I've learned by hanging out with you. Our first clue is she only hears the noises at night. So now it rules out anything that's not nocturnal, right?
That's exactly right.
So that's interesting. Exactly right. I love this. And you said you're seeing a whole bunch of this right now with the rodents. I mean, they're all coming in.
With rodents right now, you know, they're moving around a lot. You know, mm-hmm. Other wildlife is moving around a lot too. You know, a lot of raccoon problems, skunk problems, and possum problems. Still normal. You know, the cold weather, again, they're moving, you know, to stay warm and still looking for food and shelter. So you know, there's a lot of that going on. But it depends on the level of noise, where it's coming from.
Sure.
You know, that inspection is still going to be critical. But we've got some assumptions there that we can go off of. So that information that she's given us is
very useful. Absolutely. Yep. So now, what kind of impacts is it having on the insect world as far as the cold snaps we've had?
Absolutely. You know, it can be a good thing. It can be a bad thing. They're going to do the same thing when we do get the real brutal cold weather.
Right.
You know, I'll just be honest with you. You know, we do see less and less insects, mm-hmm. and that's because they're going to do their natural thing, just like rodents. They're going to look for shelter. They're going to look for food. They're going to burrow deeper into the soil. They're going to burrow deeper
into the tree. Just weather it out.
They're going to weather it out. You know?
Yeah.
Some of the stuff, you know, where there's a benefit to it, some of the stuff, some of these life cycles, eggs and pupae stages and some of the nymph stages and, mm-hmm. and stuff, larva stages may die. You know, if they can't get and stay warm enough, you know, there's a temperature.
So there's hope that the cold weather took out at least a generation.
It can take out a generation. It can take out a life cycle sometimes. So sometimes we may still see that pest in the summertime or springtime, but it may take a little bit longer to see.
Longer for them to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
okay.
They may have to go through a further life cycle to be able to see that. You know,
when you and I were talking about it off the air, Justin, I told you, you know, I joke about, and my friends joke with me about me having a bubble in my life. And maybe it's really there. And if it is, I would say part of that bubble is Mother Nature's pest and lawn.
Yeah, man.
Because we were talking about the fact that being proactive is so important, because even though the cold weather is driving them in, they're not coming into my place, because I've got that fence of protection that you guys do when you come out and treat the home regularly.
Yeah.
Because if you wait until you're seeing the insects,
you've already lost the war.
Yeah, you are officially locked into long strategic.
But you lost the war. So the which is critical. A lot of people think, you know, the cold weather comes in, oh heck, I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to do any treatments right now. Not true. You know, think about it as the opposite. Think about it as, man, they're going to come in for that shelter, just like Betty's situation.
Yes.
Even though it's a potential rodent or something like that, you know, we've got scenarios with insects. They're the same way. You know, they're going to come into the home. If you're treating your home, general maintenance is taking place, you know, they're not going to stay in the house. They're not going to survive. Or they're going to stay out of the house.
I the most powerful thing I think I've gotten out of the conversations with you is the food pyramid. You know, if everything's out, their food, the shelter, the water, and, you know, you learn that, you know, each one has a predator that eats it. And so when you have them around your property, whatever eats that is now also attracted to your property. And it kind of begins to do this snowball effect,
that's right.
Which is why I love getting on the plan. I know that you guys do the routine treatment. It's wonderful. I know if folks want to communicate with you guys to find out more, you've got multiple ways for them to do it. How do they get a hold of you guys?
Absolutely. Download our app. They're a very easy way to send us pictures, send us scenarios, examples, maybe something that's happening to you. Download it on Android or Apple. Also call us, 918-362-2000, mothernaturesinc.com. You can get a hold of us anytime.
All right. Thank you, Justin. Has anyone got some WD-40 for Jim's chair?
<I'm hearing it>.
Hey, Jim.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy? You over there kind of digging through the stuff on the table?
Just squeaking around.
Over in left field.
We were cracking up because every time you'd move, that chair's like, that's good stuff. All right, I got a pop quiz here. Either one of you guys, Justin or Jim, do you guys know what a GFCI is? And if you have any in your home?
Isn't that the deal that has a button in the middle of it for you? Have a plug-in above and plug-in below, and you got the
cable. Button in the middle. Listen to Jim. Do you have any of those in your house, Jim?
Yeah, a whole bunch of them.
A whole bunch of them. What about you, Justin?
Man, I'm finding out after thinking about it and talking it off air.
Yeah?
Man, I have less. I need some.
You need some.
I need some.
That's the topic.
I hate to run a surprise, but I'm down about it, man.
Yeah. That's the topic with Jason today, is talking about these GFCIs, because you should have some in your home, and knowing what they are and what they do is kind of important, right, Jason?
It's very important, very important. In the older homes that we have around town, they weren't required when they were built, and people don't typically make it a point to update the code with their home as they live in it. You know, if the home being sold, then we do a little updating, but we find in a lot of our service calls, even one we had yesterday, we just pointed it out that it was a home built in probably the mid-80s, and there was none in the home. And we made him aware of it. We ended up putting in several of them. But it's just anywhere you're going to be around water, kitchen countertops, bathrooms, garages, outdoor receptacles, any of those areas need to have GFCI-protected power outlets. And that's a safety precaution for yourself. If water's ever introduced into that scenario when you're using something that runs off electricity, it's a huge safety hazard. I mean, it's life safety.
Yes.
And they're required in the newer homes, but the older homes were finding, you know,
it wasn't part of the code, so why would they have put them in there?
Exactly. Yeah. And by making people aware of it, people are very eager to get that taken care of, and it's not an expensive on-taking.
Now, the GFCI basically it's like a super sensitive breaker right there at the point of use in the outlet, right?
Exactly.
So it's hypersensitive to any type of surge, arc, or anything like that. It's going to shut it down. And in a lot of cases, I've seen it used in my home even, it's used to protect my jacuzzi tub in the master bath. Mm. I've got one, and I don't think it serves any other purpose other than to be a protective disconnect for that tub if there's ever a short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Typically, those are put in with what's called a faceless GFI. So it's the same size as a regular GFI. It's got the test and reset button just like a regular GFI, but there's nowhere to plug anything into it.
Okay.
That's because it's a dedicated circuit for that pump for your jacuzzi tub. But like I said, anything else where you're going to be water present, you want that GFCI outlet there to protect you in case there's a short or something's introduced water to electricity. You don't want to be a victim of it laying in a tub of water.
Yeah, and not throwing the breaker, and
exactly.
That could all be bad. So one last question. What does it mean if the GFCI light is on, is what a texter's asking right now.
Okay, and this is one of the anomalies of being in the electrical field. There's so many companies that make different GFIs.
Okay.
If the light was not normally on, it had been tripped.
Okay.
But they do make GFIs that the light stays on until it trips. So it depends on the make and model of the GFCI. But if you never notice the light being on normally, it is probably tripped. What you'll want to do is poke that reset button on there and make sure it clicks and engages and stays engaged. If it doesn't, that'll tell you that the GFI has probably gone bad and we need to come out and take a look at it.
Okay. Yeah, and usually you'll know. I mean, you plug something into it. If you're not getting power and that light's on, that's just an easy way to test it and to realize it's thrown.
Exactly.
If it's not obvious that the button's popped out, right?
Yeah. And I had a customer one time that explained to me how they fixed theirs, and it resulted in some damage. They had a small fire.
We don't want to do that.
They said, well, I'd click it and it'd come back out. So I'd just get a pin and I'd click it about 10 times and it'd finally just stay locked in.
Mm. Oh, wow. Yeah, let's not do that. How am I doing on time? Is it time for me to go into a break? Yeah, it is. All right. I want to close up because I want to ask about how hard it is to retro into one if you need it. But let's do it after the break. Is that all right?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Sounds good. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. It's House Talk right here on KRMG. Good morning, Oklahoma. Welcome back to House Talk. That was my air. What is that? Is that an organ? Is that what they're playing?
Yeah.
I was doing the air organ over here. It was Phantom of the Opera kind of stuff. Jason looked at me like
a seizure.
Right. That's because I don't actually know how to play any musical instruments. Fake it till you make it, Mark Wayne always tells me. So that's what I was doing. Welcome back to the show, folks. It's the last segment. It's House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. Visit with my friends this morning, Justin Buckmaster, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn, Jason Tessier, Mullen Electrical Department, and Jim Evans with Energy Tech. So we had someone text in, and it's moving fast here. But someone texted about the kitchen, and they said, now I know what that is. So I think it's been a great topic because I think a lot of folks see those and they realize it's an outlet, but no one really understands why the buttons are in the middle and what that's all about. So that was a really great topic today. And then let's check this one really quickly. I know we're kind of pressed for time, but the base of the toilet is cracked close to the bolt where it attaches to the floor. I'm afraid to flush it. Can the sewer back up if it's not connecting correctly to the floor? You can get some leakage around the base of the toilet if it's not connected tightly to the flange. You are going to get, it's not going to just be a flood unless your drain is backed up, okay? So it's going through the toilet and it's going through hitting that flange and it's drained on out. But you will get consider it seepage. So you definitely want to get that fixed. Now, the other thing that you will experience is on a toilet, the P-trap is in the toilet itself. So having a break between the bottom of the toilet and the flange on the floor is a break in the line, which is going to allow sewer gas. So I'm thinking that might be the more prevalent problem that you'll experience quicker than anything is that unpleasant smell. The good news is that you can get a new toilet and it's not that hard to swap out. If you're not comfortable doing that yourself, you can pick your toilet out, have it in the garage, and I can send a tech out there. We can change it out for you very quickly and efficiently. That is an everyday normal job. So easy stuff. Speaking of normal, everyday, easy stuff, we've just got about 2 minutes left here, Jason. But just a question for folks out there that maybe are looking around their home right now, and you just said how important it is in certain areas to have a GFCI, no matter the age of the home. Mm-hmm. How big of a deal is it if they look around and realize, I don't have any outlets with buttons on them, I must not have any GFCIs. Is it a big deal to fix that?
No, it's not a big deal at all. I mean, it's not invasive. We'll pull the receptacle out that's already there,
okay,
and install a GFI receptacle. I mean, it's typically we do about 10 of them in a service call.
Okay.
A service call can cover you for about 10 GFIs, unless we run into something internally, there's a wiring issue or some damage that was caused prior to that. But if we're just changing them out, we can knock them right out. So if you've got a couple of them you're wanting to, and you're thinking it's going to be a couple hours for a service call, that's not the case.
Okay, it's good stuff. And you were saying basically where we need to look for them is anywhere by sink, in the garage, or around the outside perimeter of the home. All of these, according to code nowadays, those should be GFIs.
Correct.
All right, that's good stuff. And by the way, looks like you have a customer sitting next to you.
I'm a customer.
Justin's a customer.
I need a few of those.
He needs a few of those. Yeah. Guys, this show went so quick. Time flies when you're having fun. Let's give our contact info one more time. Got Justin Buckmaster, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. Justin, how do folks get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, 918-362-2000, mothernaturesinc.com. Download our app, Apple or Android.
All right, sweet. Thank you. I appreciate it. Mr. Jim Evans with Energy Tech has windows, will travel. Jim, how do folks get a hold of you, brother?
Hi, Dana. I told you I'd say hi to you. Anyway, it's 918-232-3631.
All right. Thank you, Jim. And I've got Jason Tessier, Mullen Electrical Department. Jason, how do folks get a hold of you?
918-258-6636 or MullenInc.com.
All right. Thanks, guys. It's been a great show. Have a great weekend. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. It's been House Talk on KRMG.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.